Welcome to the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast. I'm your host, Forrest Kelly. From the seed to the glass, wine has a past. Our aim at the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast is to look for adventure at wineries around the globe. After all, grape minds think alike. Let's start the adventure. Our featured winery is...
Frederick Boucher. I'm the owner and winemaker of Pulse of New York Winery.
Welcome to part three of our conversation with Frederick Boucher. I can't wait to get into it. So many fascinating stories with Mr. Boucher. Imagine having a winery with your style and the way that you're so personable that you hear some interesting stories from your patrons.
Absolutely. I mean, when we... Because we make fortified wine, I had an experience not that long ago that was really fantastic. I had a group of Indian from India, and they were all scholars. Only one of them did not speak English at all. And as we were talking about various types of fortified wines, I was using the term Madeira, which is also Portuguese. That person who didn't speak English actually picked up on that word and kept on saying it over and over again. So I asked the others, I said, how come that person who doesn't speak English clearly knows that word? Well, they said, because Madeira is the word in Urdu that means alcohol. And that opens a completely incredible page of history. In fact, the Portuguese have been bringing Madeira to exchange for spices. And so it ended up being that they adopted that word Madeira to mean alcohol because Indians did not produce alcohol.
So I understand that you do not have a vineyard on site. You do not grow your own grapes, but this isn't something that is new to you. This goes back a long way.
The winery I grew up in, our vineyards were not on site. They were in the Bordeaux region, which we kept them until the late 70s, early 80s in the family. But the winery was the main building where I grew up was in Normandy. So I didn't want to deal with growing grapes. It's a whole other job. So we are in the city of Ithaca. We are along the water. And it's an urban winery, one of the very first one in New York State. It was very challenging as far as laws and everything to make that happen. Well, I should mention something else, actually. We pre-buy our grapes by the ton without knowing what the harvest is going to be, the quality. So in a sense, it's as if we were growing our own grapes, but the final product is whatever nature is going to bring us, we're going to deal with it. And it is truly a very different thing to only make the wine than to, on top of it, have to deal with a farm.
Hey, let me see if I can get the timeline correct, that you arrived in Ithaca, New York, in about 1994. The thought of the winery thing started marinating, and then in 2003, there were some new laws that were going to be put into effect that would affect your plans. You built on the land, you put the buildings up, the lights on, and you got on the equipment, and everything was finished in 2006. And then 4 years later, you opened in 2010, and you started making the port, because that takes what you were telling me, a four-year minimum. So from 1994 to 2010, almost 16 years, you poured your money into this. So, you've got to have some money if you want to start a wine business.
As I always say to everybody, either you have a lot of money, keep your job.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we did. We stayed really tight and focused and invested little by little in this whole thing and very carefully.
I mentioned this before, but it still amazes me, because I just love people that are so well-rounded and accomplished. But if you go to the website, it's portsofnewyork.com, and you'll see that the buildings there Mr. Boucher has built are very authentic, and you couldn't tell that it was freshly built.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I love building things the way we like to have them. You know, we are not afraid to do it and take it down and redo it if it's needed, if we like it better another way. So we take our time and do it. You know, because we have two types of customers. There are several, but let's say the two basic ones are the ones who want to come just for tasting, and the ones who want to have a full experience. And it's very hard to accommodate both at the same time. So most of the time, people who come just for tasting end up benefiting from the full experience.
Yes, benefiting from the whole experience is the goal. Do you have a favorite in since you're running everything from greeting the customer at the front door to taking the grapes and doing the paperwork and just building the building? Do you have a favorite project that you like?
Well, I think I try to, I mean, again, my wife and I try to enjoy every step as much as possible. Of course, sometimes it's actual work beyond what we'd like to handle, but that's just, you know, like anything we do. So I like to handle the cask. I like to handle the grapes themselves. I like to work on the labels, you know, line up everything. And, you know, after so many years, I mean, even our white, which is the least age, it's age a minimum of 1 year in neutral oak cask, it's wonderful to put it on the shelf next to the other one. And,
Are you designing the label?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Designing the label.
Yeah. So you've, you know, obviously you've got your art background, but, you know, that's that's difficult sometimes when you try to mix that with computers.
So we are, I'm looking at the shelf right now. Actually, I should tell you, we are, we just bottled a champagne or a sparkling wine, which is going to be our new product that we will release it hopefully sometime this summer. We also make other wines, and these other wines are for private customers. We do very few of them, a few every year, and people we like to interact with. So it's not, you know, we don't say yes to anyone because it's a long process. You know, you're going to have to hang out with these people quite a bit. You want to make sure you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. Okay, as we close out our conversation, I'm going to throw you a curveball. Do you have a wine picked out for your daughter's wedding?
Oh, my. That's a good question. We have a long ways to go, and I will have no problem doing that. That's a good question.
Okay, let's get your contact info out there.
Of New York, P-O-R-T-S of New York, fully spelled, .com. On the phone, 607-220-6317. And most of the time, I'm the one who answers.
Thank you for listening. I'm Forrest Kelly. This episode of the Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast was produced by iHizzer. If you like the show, please tell your friends and pets and subscribe. Until next time, pour the wine and ponder your next adventure.
Hi, before you go, we have exciting news.
The Best 5-Minute Wine Podcast has teamed with a breakthrough technology
and added a new feature on our website
that's bound to elevate your podcast experience.
Here is where we need your help. Trying to remember something from an episode?
Don't worry.
Search for it, and we will find it for you. Have you ever thought you could just ask questions and chat about the episodes as if you were talking to me?
Well, now you can. That's right. Our episodes are now interactive, and they're waiting to have a conversation with you.
Jump into a chat with our podcast, and let's get the conversation started. Try it out and tell us what you think.
Click on the banner at the top of the website, thebestwinepodcast.com, to try it.